Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Study. This is week 3, day 2 of our study of Ephesians and Philippians. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ephesians 3, 4 through 6. Welcome back to the 10-Week Bible Study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. And if you're enjoying this podcast, but you'd like a more in-person study, then I want to invite you to check out the 10-Week Bible Study YouTube channel. It's the same podcast over there with Bible text, maps, and other helpful videos. Links are in the description in the show notes. And all of these podcasts are on the YouTube channel as well. With that, let's go ahead and pray before we start today. Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us? God, speak to us. Fill our hearts with the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ephesians 3, starting in verse 4. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. Yesterday, we were talking about the introduction to chapter 3, where Paul is alluding to the mystery of his apostleship. And now he's continuing on with this idea of a mystery of God's will, God's plan, God's purposes being not only revealed to the apostles and prophets, but being revealed to everyone. And as we're going to see as we continue on in this passage here, it's the mysterious part here is that it's not going to go the way Paul or any other Jewish person thought it was going to go. Again, we talked yesterday about how Paul was zealous for the law. He was chasing people down, hunting them down in other towns and cities and bringing them back to Jerusalem, even to have them put to death. Jewish people, not Gentiles, Jewish people put to death. More than likely, in the theology behind this with people like Paul was that, and again, this is what we would call a dominionist theology, in that the Messiah is not going to come back. Paul would more than likely thought the Messiah is not going to come back until the Jewish race are purified and made clean from all sin, following the law, the Torah, perfectly. Then the Messiah will come back and basically come and kick butt and take names and take over Rome and kick everybody out, all that kind of stuff. That's who Paul thought the Messiah was going to be. And so that was his zeal for that. And instead, God called him out of that to follow Jesus, the very one that he was persecuting, to follow Jesus, not only to follow Jesus, but to teach the Gentiles how to be right, made right with God without first converting to Judaism. That's the mystery we're talking about here. In Acts, we see that for the first many chapters, I never can remember the chapter number, but for many chapters, we see that all of the believers, all of the Christians, they're all Jewish. They're either born Jewish or they're Jewish converts. They're people who they were born Gentiles. They converted to Judaism through circumcision and following all of the rituals and laws of Moses. But they're not Gentiles. They're not people who are uncircumcised, and they're not people that have never followed the law of Moses. All of them are Jewish until Cornelius. And when Peter goes to him and Cornelius has accepted Jesus and everyone in his family and they all speak in tongues, everyone in Jerusalem, all the believers in the book of Acts, they're all perplexed by this. And this creates a big problem because they're like, wait a second, how can this be that God would give these uncircumcised Gentiles the same gift that he gave us? And then they realize, they start going back to the scripture. And we see it even at Jesus' birth. All of the prophetic words given from the time that Jesus was born, all of them had to do with the fact that Jesus was coming to be the Messiah, not of the Jewish people, but of everyone on planet Earth, especially the Gentiles, that Jesus, the Messiah, was going to come. He was going to call the Gentiles to repentance and to salvation. And that's exactly what Jesus did. Let's continue on verse 6. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. That is the mystery that God has brought Jews and Gentiles together under the banner of Jesus, not under the banner of Judaism. See, Paul, as a Pharisee in the Jewish mindset, the Jewish understanding of the Old Testament was that when the Messiah came, he was going to unify planet Earth. Yes, he was going to bring the Gentiles unto submission under him. But as a Jew, that it was going to be the Jewish state, the state of Israel, that was going to rule all of the world, and that salvation would be brought to the Gentiles by submission to the law and to the Messiah. And so it was going to be their Jewishness. It was going to be the fact that they were Jews and that all Gentiles would have to convert to Judaism if they wanted to live in unity with God. And there are good Old Testament prophecies to back that up. In fact, everyone for all eternity who is redeemed will live under the rulership, under the kingship of Jesus sitting on a throne in Jerusalem. But the mystery is it's not going to happen the way that they thought it was. It's not going to be the Jewishness of the Messiah. It's going to be the Son of Godness of the Messiah. That God is unifying Jew and Gentile together through his Son, Christ Jesus. That's the mystery. I'm a Gentile. The book of Acts makes it very clear. I don't have to convert to Judaism before I can approach God and be saved and made righteous. I can come to Jesus the Son as a Gentile and ask for forgiveness, lay my heart before him, and Jesus will forgive me and redeem me, and I will spend eternity with God. Not as a Jew, not as a converted Jew, but as a Gentile. My identity doesn't have to shift to being Jewish. It only has to shift that my allegiance is pledged to Jesus. That is a required shift in identity, and it's required for Jew and Gentile. You cannot be redeemed as a Jew if you don't pledge your allegiance to Jesus, if you do not acknowledge Jesus as the Jewish Messiah. Neither Jew nor Gentile can be saved unless we do that. But if we do, both Jew and Gentile can be saved. And that's the mystery that Paul's talking about. And it is a mystery. It was beyond anyone's thinking at the time. And it's a beautiful thing because it means you and I, those of us connecting through this microphone, this camera, you and I that are Gentiles, we can come to Jesus as we are. He accepts us as we are if we pledge our lives to him. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time.